Thank you very much. Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the chairperson for according me this opportunity to speak. Zambia aligns itself with the African group statement presented by Uganda. We are gathered here to address the challenges facing asylum seekers, refugees, and displaced populations worldwide. Allow me to take a moment to emphasize the critical importance of an earmarked funding towards refugee protection and management. The global refugee crisis has continued to escalate, placing immense strain on host countries that have genuinely and generously opened their borders to those in need. As we strive to meet our humanitarian obligations and provide refugees and refuge to those fleeing conflict and persecution, it is becoming increasingly evident that the budgets allocated to hosting states, especially in Africa, do not represent the actual representation of needs. Refugee hosting nations are confronted not only with the immediate needs of those seeking safety within their borders, but also with the long-term task of fostering their integration and ensuring that they are self-reliant. These responsibilities are substantial and come with significant and financial burdens. While we are grateful for the support we receive from UNHCR and the international community, we also acknowledge that much of this assistance comes in the form of earmarked funding, which does not allow hosting countries the flexibility of allocating the funds to evolving and complex challenges. I wish to make a plea for more and earmarked funding for refugee hosting nations. An earmarked funding will allow us the autonomy to allocate resources where they are needed most, whether it be for healthcare, education, infrastructure, or livelihood opportunities for refugees and their host communities. By providing an earmarked funding, we empower nations like ours to respond swiftly and effectively to the unique circumstances and changing dynamics within our borders. It enables us to make strategic investments that promote self-sufficiency, social cohesion, and long-term stability for all. In the spirit of international solidarity, I implore donor nations and organizations to consider offering an earmarked funding to refugee hosting nations. It is an investment in not only the well-being of displaced populations, but also in the global pursuit of peace, stability, and shared prosperity. Let us work together to ensure that no refugee or host community is left behind. With increased and earmarked funding, we can continue to provide the much-needed hope and dignity while building stronger and more resilient societies for a better future. I thank you.